Kerbozer Hoopal is good. Today's daf is Nozer Daf Lamed Zayin. Again, continuing with the Kasher Sugyas here. A lot of these concepts spent a lot of time in Smicha and Kasher's learning these concepts. So one of the main sources in the Gemara for that's basically the entirety of today's daf. So again, we just to remember yesterday or 2 days ago, yesterday, right at the beginning of the Limud of Lamed Vav, why we came across Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that the concept of heter mitzdar for the iser, that when we combine two things, if you have half of a kazayis of a heter and half a kazayis of an iser, that they combine to a proper shear, right? That only applies to nazir, and he said that that's from the concept of mishras, right? Immediately we had a kasha on that. Rav Dimi, Abaye had a kasha on that, and he said, "What do you mean? There's a concept by if you have this kind of oatmeal, right? That you had spices, right? That were truma, right? The oil and the garlic. Rabbi Yochanan would say that you're loka, you get malchus if you eat a kazayis. And what's the reason? So Abaye had said that's because it had some mistar for the Yisra, and Rav Dimi had said that's because kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. So we had a couple of kashas on that yesterday, right? And the last one that Abaye asked on Rav Dimi was like this. We'll just read it, and it'll flow into today's language, right? If you're Eisvei, about six or seven lines up in Lama Vavam Beis, Eshtei Kupos Achashel Truma. Now again, you had two boxes. One is truma, one is chulin. Right, lufnam shtei soyin, and you have another container in front of them. The kupa is bigger than that. Right, the kupa is bigger than the sa. And you again, also chulin and truma. I have enough leelu tochelu shtei mutarin. And again, if they both fall into each other, we assume, right, shani omer. We say the content of that. We assume that the chulin to chulin enough for the truma to truma enough for that the chulin fell into the chulin, the truma fell into the truma. But he's talking about the kazayas b'achilu kriy achilas pras aser. Right, my amina on shani omer. If you tell me that kazayas b'kriy achilas pras, right, is aser midaraisa. Right, that's a bai aser of dimi. Right, so why would you say shani omer? Usually we should be dealing with a din daraisa, and then we said a sefik daraisa by the chumra. Right, the last kasha we had before, right, with smaller amounts, we had said what was the answer before? Right, because it was it's spices, right? A small little din, right? Spices of the truma of spices is only bidirabanan. But here you're talking about real shiurim, and here you're talking about grain, which you can't say is daraisa. Which you can't say, excuse me, is not daraisa. So, and Rav Dimi just goes right there in his question. He says, "Bishlam alidi di damina mishum hadim mitzar of leiser." According to me, who says the whole Rabbi Yochanan's thing that the whole reason you get malchus for a kazayis is because it had some mitzar of leiser, kigon de nefishi chulin, right? That this makes sense why you don't apply it over here. Because again, what's the case? The case is the chulin. Right? What's the scenario? The small amount of truma might have fallen into the big amount of chulin, and therefore it wouldn't have been shach to say that because you have so much extra chulin. You don't say heter mitzdar for the iser. You don't say that the heter combines to the iser when you have more heter involved. Right? It's only when you have 51% iser. So over here you have an issue because you have a little bit of truma possibly falling into this big box of chulin. Therefore, we can just assume with shani omer. We can just assume. Right, that the truma fell into the truma and the chulin fell into the chulin. Now, the chab, according to you, right, the amarta, the meshum de ika, because I was b'kadei achilas pras, right, if you tell me that the whole reason Rabbi Yochanan says you're going to get malchus, right, is because you have a kadai, because I was b'kadei achilas pras, ki defiji chulin mayavi. What does it matter, right, how much chulin versus how much truma there is, right, regardless of whether, if you have a kazayis, right, you should be getting malchus. So, he said to him, hanak le truma b'zon azeh de rabbanon. So he says, yeah. Well, you're right. We can get out of the truma issue nowadays. Aside from the fact that it was spices, which would have been derabanan even in the time of Beis Hamikdash, but this must be talking about a case where truma going on nowadays, and therefore truma nowadays is midrabanan, and therefore we have no issues. Therefore, you can say kshani omer. We don't have to go luchurma va'enachinami. In the time of the Beis Hamikdash, right, it would have been daraisa. Then you could not say kshani omer. Amar le Abaye. Abaye says to Rav Dimi, "My dehay mishras laheter mitzdar for Israel." So Abaye comes back and now he attacks the entire, the entire basis, right, for this whole entire discussion, right? Rabbi Yochanan had used the word the shita of mishras, right, the extra kol mishras, right, from the pasuk by Nazir, right, to teach us, right, what was it? Yayin v'chometz shechar lo yishta v'chol mishras hanavim lo yishta, right? Any types of mixed to things that are mixed together from grapes, right? That's going to be usher. So how do you know that's coming to teach me heter mitzdarf leusher? You combine something that's mutter, something that's heter, and something that's usher to create a shear. Dilma maybe leading tam kaker hudasa. Maybe it's coming to tell me that there's a concept of tam kaker. Tam kaker is used, you know, throughout the halachic discourse in terms of kashrus, right? Again, you have milk and meat that are mixed together, or you have chicken soup that falls into milk, or milk that falls into chicken soup, right? You don't have the flavor, you do have the flavor. Is there shishim? Okay, right, we use that all the time. So how do you know that the kashrus, again, outside of this Gemara, right, there is a machlokas as to whether tam kaker is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. This Gemara is going to present several possibilities that tam kaker is d'oraisa. And again, just basically, if I haven't explained it, I don't remember, but tam kaker basically means that the flavor is considered to be as if there is the ikker, as if there is mamoshes, right? Normally, let's say milk is absorbed into, I don't know, let's say a cholent, right? You don't see the milk anymore, maybe it's evaporated, but you have the flavor of the milk, and that is going to be usher, just like the ikker, just like as if you had actual milchix in it, for example. Okay, so how do you know that maybe this pasuk is not, Mishras is not teaching me that Heter combines with Izer, but it's really teaching me Tam Kiyakir. Ula Abaye. And the Gemara says, problem with Abaye, that, with asking that, is that Mi Karaka Kashle Maideka Amar Avdimi, Komosivle Ko Halach Tiyufta. Meaning the problem is, before we get into that actual Shiloh, what Abaye, right, first of all, Abaye started off, right, we had yesterday all these Kashas on Avdimi, right, that it only applies, right, we said it only applies to Nazir. And now, right, then he's throwing all these answers to the kashas and Hadar Amarle lead to Tam Kaker. Now you're telling me, now he's asking, maybe forget Mishras, it doesn't mean Heter Mistar for Lister, now it only means Tam Kaker. Wait, now meaning that it's not even Shaykh to Nazir, meaning until now, Abaye has been like, what do you mean? Maybe all this stuff applies to the Heter Mistar for Lister, not only Nazirus, it should apply to other cases. Now you're coming to tell me that forget Heter Mistar for Lister, now he's telling me that you learn from. My Mishras teaches me that Tam Kaker, right? It's totally nothing to do with what we've been talking about. I mean, it's a very odd progression, right? Usually you have back and forth, and usually you don't throw away the entire argument, which is basically what Abaye just did. He basically just said, well, okay, maybe that pasuk is teaching me something completely different. Like, Mechadesi, like, where did that come from? Skmar says, yeah, well, Buster, the Shanilei, right? Amalei, Demolithi Tam Kaker, who does, right? Because what happened? Abaye brought all these kashas, Rav Dimi had all these answers, so Abaye was like, okay, fine. So let's go in a different direction, right? Maybe it's you're correct, meaning that you know how Rabbi Yochanan learns the pasuk of Mishras, but maybe right that's still flawed because maybe you could use it for Tam Kaker. Okay, fine. Either way, so look at the Tanya. So now how do you know? How do you know that Mishras, this pasuk of Mishras, teaches me that Tam Kaker, that flavor, right, is like the actual mamashes? So the Brisa actually says it straight out. A different price, it says it straight out. Mishras liti tam kaker, right? It says it straight away. Shem shara navim b'mayim, because if you left grapes in water, vesh bam tan miayin, and now the water has the flavor of wine, flavor of the grapes. Right? Obviously, the grapes must have been bursting open, right? Because if you rinse off grapes and leave them to soak, right, the water doesn't taste like grapes. Okay, it must have been they're busted open or whatever. So, long story short, if the water has the flavor of wine, chayef. So the nazir is chayef. Mekana tadan kol yisurin shabbat Torah. And from here, you can learn from Nazir everywhere else. Because you can learn Malkav HaChomer from Nazir to all the other yisurim in the Torah. How do you know? Because man, Nazir she'in yisur olam. But first of all, because a Nazir has certain kulas. A Nazir has a bunch of different kulas. First of all, it's not always asur. Right, again, you can say 30 days, right? Stam Nazir is Shloshim Yom. Ve'in yisur hana. And it's not asur behana. It's only asur to eat, or rather drink grapes, or eat grapes. Ve'in yesh heter liyisuro. And you can be matir liyisur. Right? You can go to, you can be hatars and darim. You can go be made for nether. And get rid of your nazirs. So if in that case, also botam kiyaker, we assume that the flavor of the grape, right, is considered to be as if you're eating the grape itself. So therefore, all the other surim, for example, klei akerem, shesurim yisur olam, right, klei akerem, again, you have kalaim, you're planting grapes and grain in the same row, whatever, that's usher forever. That stuff always becomes usher immediately and forever. Vesurim yisur hanan, you can't get benefit from that. Vein heter lisurim, and you can't get out of it. Right, so din she has about tam kaker. Certainly, we're going to say that there's tam kaker, right, by that type. And so too, Orla also has two of these aspects. It also should also apply to Tam Kaker. So Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Akiva, Kikam. So again, Enichanami. So the answer to Abaye, meaning that Enichanami, meaning Rabbi Akiva, right, we're holding like Rabbi Akiva, meaning that Enichanami, that you have a brace over here that says that Mishrash teaches me Tam Kaker. When Rabbi Yochanan said it, Mishrash teaches me Heder Mistarf the Isser, right, that is, right, according to Rabbi Akiva, and that's when within Rabbi Akiva's Shita, Rabbi Yochanan is saying that the Mishras means that Heter Mitzaref Leiser, and that only applies to Nazir. So Gemara says, "Hey, Rabbi Akiva, what Shita of Rabbi Akiva is this? Elim Rabbi Akiva Dehacha. If you tell me it's Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah, that's not Rabbi Akiva. Omer Afilu Shara Pido B'Yayin V'Yishbokadei Yitzarev Kazay Is Chayiv. Our Mishnah, right? Again, Rabbi Akiva had said in our Mishnah a couple of blad ago that if the guy dips his bread in wine, and it has enough to make it kazayis yechayiv, we might. But how do you know that's talking about heter mitzaref leiser? But dilmahu deika kazayis beina. Maybe it's talking about you actually have a kazayis of the wine. So v'chiteima, and if you tell me maila memra, so then who cares? Well, obviously, if you have a kazayis of the wine, you're going to be chayiv. So why is Rabbi Akiva teaching me? So maybe what he meant to teach me is lafukim in Tanakama, dama ashi ishter revius yayin. And maybe he was just coming against the Tanakama, who says it's not a revius, but it's a kazayis. See, Allah, so that can't be what the Mishnah, right? That can't be the source of Rabbi Akiva holds, that Mishras means heter, misarif, leisra, and then only applies to the Nazir. Allah, Rabbi Akiva, the Braisa, it must be this, Rabbi Akiva, the Tanya, as we learn in the Braisa, Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Nazir, Shishara, Pita, Bayayin, Ve'alcha, Kazayis, Mipas, Umi Yayin. Chayef, right here it says beferish, right? If the Nazir dips his bread in wine, then he eats a kazayis of the bread and the wine, implying that it's a combo, right? It's a combination, and there you have heter, which is the bread, and wine, which is usher, and you're combining to the shear. So then chayef, then you're going to be chayef, okay, that's beferish, or Akiva holds, right? The heter mistarf the usher by Nazir. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. He learns it from Mishras, right, from this pasuk. Okay. Amar le Rav Acha Breder of Aviat le Rav Ashi. Rabbi Akiva, the Kamokim le Lahai Chol Mishras, Latim Mistarf le Isser, Litin Tam Ki Iker Min Ole. So according to Rabbi Akiva, he says that this pasuk Mishras teaches me Heter Mistarf le Isser, where does he hold that Tam Ki Iker? Where do you hold? Now, the Gemara does not say, right, but the Gemara is not about to say is that he doesn't hold of that, or Gemara assumes Rabbi Akiva holds of Tam Ki Iker, and again, the Gemara doesn't really prove this from anywhere, but it assumes that that's a concept. So the Gemara says, where does he get that from? So the Gemara is going to bring up a couple of possibilities. Maybe Yolif mi Basar B'Cholov. Maybe he learns. Right, again, that's Tosos' question on the bottom, right? If you look at Tosos' Tam Ki Iker, Minale, right, he says, Vidim Toma, Vidoma, less lay, maybe Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of that, of Tam Ki Iker, right? Gemara says, so he gives the answer, right? Yishloma, Tefade, Yilod Hashmina, Mikra, Achwina, Tam Ki Iker, Lohave, Mokin, Mishras, Lehetar, Mistar, Vlaser, right? So Tosos assumes that if he wouldn't have had another source for Tam Ki Iker, he wouldn't have used Mishras for Hetzer, Mistar, Vlaser, he would have used it, right, for Tom Kicker. Okay, fine. So Gemara assumes he has some other source. Vaiter. So where does Rabbi Akiva learn it from? So Yolaf mi Basar B'Cholov. Maybe he learns it from Basar B'Cholov. Right? Lav Tam Ba'almuhu. Right? Isn't Basar B'Cholov just flavor? The Usher. And we see that it's Usher. Right? Now, obviously, Tom Kicker, Basar B'Cholov is not only flavor, but it's also flavor, right? You obviously eat cheese and meat together, but the chiddush is with Basar B'Cholov, when we take two things that are mutter, you combine it together, right? Their flavor, right? If you eat just the meat, right, and you scrape off the cheese, it's still usher, right? If you cooked it together, right, and it fused and it absorbed flavor. So Hachanami Loshna, so too over here, right? There's no, right, again, that Tom is going to be Ki Iker, and therefore there's no difference between Tom and Iker. Rabbanan, what about that? Basar B'Cholov lo garminan. Why can't they learn that from Basar B'Cholov? The chiddush, because Basar B'Cholov is a chiddush. Now it's important to note. Right, again, Rav Shechter writes this in Eretz Tzvi. When the Gemara says something is a chiddush, it doesn't mean it's new and you couldn't have thought of it on your own. Right? You probably could not have thought of half the mitzvos in the Torah. Right? Again, the Aseres Dibros maybe you could have come up with on your own. Lulav, Esrog. I don't know, half the mitzvos, you know, that we do, right, whatever, is probably not something we could have come up on our own. That's not what a chiddush means. A chiddush means something that goes against the established rules of the Torah. Meaning we have a certain expectation and set rules of the Torah, and then you have a chiddush, something that goes against what the Torah has already told us. So the Gemara wants to know, my chiddush, what's the chiddush here? What's basbar chiddush of basbar chalav? If you'll tell me that meat by itself is mutter, and milk by itself is mutter, and together you put it together, now it becomes asur, and that's a chiddush, right? Normally you can have two mutter things together. You can take lettuce, and you can take pickles, and you can take tuna and eggs, and throw it in a salad, and that's not asur. But all of a sudden here you have meat and you have milk, and you put it together, and now it's asur. So that's not really such a chiddush. Why? Because you have other examples of that, right? Kilayim nami. You also have a concept of kilayim. You can plant grapes, and you can plant wheat. Just you plant them together, and it's aser. You can have linen, and you can have a wool, but those are totally fine. But once you combine them into one garment, then it's aser. So you have that concept elsewhere. So that can't be the chiddush of basar b'chalav. Ella the itaru lekule yoma b'chalav ashari mivashale beishule aser. So the chiddush is not that you can combine them, but if you would soak them, meat and milk together, right, it would be mutter once you rinsed off the milk. That is not entirely true. It's true midaraisa, but it's not entirely. It's definitely not. Don't do that at home. Right? It's not necessarily true midrabanan, and even. Okay, if we have, again, any chanami, if you have kavush kamavush already, you have already these kashrus issues that we're not going to get into right now. But theoretically, if you would soak them together and not cook them, it would be mutter, mevashale bishuli. But if once you cook them, all of a sudden, then it becomes aser, right? That midal raisa. That is the chiddush, just simply that once you treat them differently and you cook them, right, then it is aser. Okay, so Rabbi Kiva, the problem with that, that's pretty good. I mean, he said that clearly Basar B'Chalav is a Chiddush. The problem is Rabbi Kiva is not a Basar B'Chalav Chiddush. Right, Rabbi Kiva also holds that Basar B'Chalav is a Chiddush, right? He doesn't disagree, right? Like, he doesn't hold, it's a Farish Pasuk, okay? You can't disagree with the Pasuk, right? Lo Sevashal Gedi B'Chalav Imo, that you can't hold that cooking is different than soaking, right? That's straight up. So he also must hold that Basar B'Chalav is a Chiddush. And once something is a Chiddush, you can't learn it to other areas of halacha. So the Gemara says, yeah, in economics, we got to find another source. Ella, rather, yolef migu'ule avodas kochavim. We learn it from kasher and kalim. Right? The kasher and kalim, we know the concept of kasher and kalim, right, from Hagala and other stuff, is based on the psukim at the end of Parshas Matos, middle of Parshas Matos, that talks about the kalim that they got from Midian when Bnei Yisrael destroyed Midian. Right? So they brought all these kalim, and Elazar HaKohen told them that they have to not only togel, but they have to kasher, right, all the kalim, right? So that's the pasuk says. Dam rachmana kol davar sheyigaba eish, right? The concept of kabbalah kachpolto, right? Anything that's touched through fire, that absorbs flavor through fire, right, has to be burned through fire, and that's how you release the flavor inside, right? So lamemra dasiri. Apparently, right, if you have to kasher all the kalim, apparently the flavor. We're not talking about actual meat, right? It's not like they took all their dinner, right? They took their kalim, their utensils, and then they wanted to use it again later, so they had to kasher it. Lamemra dasiri. Apparently, we see that flavor is usher. So kuli over kuchavim, lav time of alma huva usher. And again, it's just flavor. So chanami lo shana. So here must not be any difference. But meaning that all the other flavors in the world also are going to be usher, and that's where you see tam kaker. I've lo rabbanon, right? Nami typically mi guli over kuchavim. So that seems to be a pretty good source. Why don't the chachamim use that? So I'm like, hasam chiddushu. It's still a chiddush. That's also a chiddush. The b'chol tar kula nosin tam lefgam motor v'gabi guli over kuchavim. Usher, right? Because normally we say nosim tam lefgam, that the flavor is been in something for long enough, it starts spoiling and it starts going bad. That will not create a flavor that is usher. But by Hagala, right, we say that it is usher. So therefore, that's a chiddush, right? That's again that you can't use that for other halachos to teach me that time is kicker. Either the Rabbi Akiva nami achidusho, okay, but Rabbi Akiva also would agree with this, right? That we say nosim tam lefgam, right? Normally, flavor that is bad is not going to make something treif. If you have a rancid piece of pig, that the flavors your chicken soup, it's not gonna, we're not gonna say it's usher because it's nosim tam lefgam. It messes it up. It doesn't make it any better. So what about over here? Again, I'm not mamish la halacha, but okay, theoretically, right? Again, midaraisa. Who's it? Amar Rav Huna bar Mechira lo azar Torah el lekdera bas yoma. The lav nosin tam lefgamu. Now we're getting into kashrus halachos. That nosin tam lefgam is whether we say 12 hours or 24 hours. But basically, long story short, right? Again, Rav Huna bar Mechira says that the Torah only answered something that was used. That was used during that day, meaning that if for whatever reason they conquered Midian and they came home and they found that their soup pot was gone, so they wanted to use that pot to create a dish or whatever on that day. We don't say Nosei Tam Lefgam, and this is again we don't say Nosei Tam Lefgam within we Paskin 24 hours. Okay, fine. So once you're saying that, right? So the Rabbanan, that they use Tom Kaker from Mishras, so you should use from right the Kalim over here, right? That seems to be pretty good. I mean, if you tell me that it's not a Kiddush anymore, right? So the Gemara's answer is Kedera Basyom Nami Efshid Lo Pagam Porta, because the Chum would say, yeah, there is still some Nosim Tam Lefgam even Bobayom, even in that day. Meaning that it's the flavor in the kli is going to go bad right away. It's still midaraisa, right? Lifgam enough by other areas of halacha, but the Torah was mechadesh that it is still a chiddush over here that you have to do hagalas kelim on the kelim from Midian, and therefore that's a chiddush and that you can't use that to teach me the other areas of halacha. Okay, Amar layer of Acha, a braid of Avia, the Rav Ashi. Midrabanan nishma the Rabbi Akiva. From the sheet of the Chachamim, we can learn something about Rabbi Akiva. Meaning, well, basically, what we had said before, right, that Rabbi Yochanan, within the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, says that Mishras, right, teaches me Heter and Starf the Isser, that you can combine Heter and Isser to the proper Shir, and that's only Shayach by Nazir. Right? Lav Amir, now the Gemara says, Lav Amir Rabbanan, Hay Mishras Din Tam Kaker. Right, again, but according to the Chachamim, that Mishras doesn't teach me that, it teaches me Tam Kaker. Mikan atadana kol isurim shabatora, and that's where you jump on to other isurim, right? That's what we say. We extend it from Mishras, which is by Nazir. We extend that to all other isurim. Rabbi Kiva nami the kamokim lehi Mishras lehetar mistarf leiser lema mikan atadana kol isurim shabatora. Right? Why don't we also do the same thing? Right? The Chachamim say Mishras teaches me tam keiker, and therefore it applies throughout Shas, throughout other halachos. Rabbi Yochanan says, why don't we do the exact same thing? Let's take a step back. Rabbi Yochanan says we don't do that. Rabbi Yochanan says that Mishras teaches me Heter Mistarif the Isser, that we combine a Heter and Isser, that applies only by Nazir, and we don't extend that to other Isurim and other Halachos. Why don't they do that? But the Chachamim says that Mishras teaches me Tam Keker, that applies by Nazir, and therefore by all other Halachos. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Akiva holds that Mishras teaches me Tam Kaker, but Hetzer Mitzvah of the Isser, but it doesn't stretch to all other Isserim. Now, why is that? So Amar Leh, he said, Mishum Tavim Nozir V'chadis Beis Ksuvim Boin Ke'echad. Because we have the concept of Hetzer Mitzvah of the Isser in two places, by Nazir, which we learned, and by Chatas, which we're going to say in a second. And once, the rule is, V'chol Beis Ksuvim Boin Ke'echad Eim Alamdin. And once you have two halachos that teach me the same thing, then you can't teach me that to other halachos, which makes a lot of sense, right? If the Torah went out of its way to tell me a halachic principle by two specific cases, obviously it's only those two cases and not elsewhere. If it would have said it by one scenario, so okay, you could have assumed that that's just the example it's given. But once you're telling me that a halachic principle by two separate cases, it must be that the Torah is being specific, that it only applies to those cases. And therefore, you can't learn it to other scenarios. So the Gemara just points out, Nazir had Amran. So Nazir, we get it from Mishras, we get that point. But Chadas Maihi, where do you get the concept of Heter Mistarif the Isser by a Korban Chadas? Because the Gemara says, Netanya, Kol Asher Yigabev Sarai Yigdash, right? Anything that, by a Chadas, anything that touches the meat, right, becomes Kodesh, becomes holy, has the same status as the Chadas. So Yachal Filo Shalobala, you might have thought even if the item is not absorbed right into the meat, then maybe just if something that touches the meat, Tamalom or Bivsara, must be in the meat, meaning it has to be absorbed, meaning it has to be bolea, has to be swallow the flavor. Actually, Yivla Bivsara, until the flavor is swallowed up. Yikdash, and then the Pasuk says it should be Kadosh. Yekamoa has to be like it, meaning it has to be like the Korban Chatas. She'im Psula, because if the Korban Chatas is possible, so he possible, so then that flavor and that meat as is also puzzle. Then kshera, and if the chadas is fine, then teyachal chamer sheba, then whatever type of that the meat absorb the flavor from the chadas. So then you eat it according to right, whatever the most chomer situation is. Meaning, if it's a shlamim and a chadas that absorbed flavor from one to the other, so a chadas has more chomers than a shlamim, right? Where you can eat it, etc. So you apply all the halachos of the chadas. Okay, so that's what the chadas says, that you have heter and iser combining, right? Then you have flavor, then that's going to be, you know, we're going to treat it as if it is the chadas, and we're going to treat it as if it is the more chomer thing. So the Rabbanan, either Rabbanan, what about the Rabbanan? Why don't they say that? I mean, why don't they say that we're talking about what's it called? The Mishras teaches me heter mistarf lezer. So Gemara says, and therefore they should learn it from a korban chatas. Meaning, just like Rabbi Kiva does. So tzricha, the Gemara says actually tzricha because we need both psukim. Right, and then the chadas and the nazir, right, to teach me that the chachamim use this to teach me tam ke'ikr, not that that heter mistarf le'isr. So why doesn't the chachamim use one pasuk to teach me tam ke'ikr and the other pasuk of heter mistarf le'isr? Right, because you need both psukim by tam ke'ikr. Deik avzav rachmana gabi chadas. If you would have only had tam ke'ikr by chadas, havla mina nazir lo asim mina. You can't learn nazir from that. Mishum the nazir mikachim lo yofinan. Because there's a rule, you can't learn other halachos from kachim, right? You can't learn nazir from kachim, so that doesn't work. Because of Rachmana by gabi nazir, and if you would have had tam ki'ikr by nazir, hava mina mi nazir lo yofina mishum dechamer yisure. You can't learn it from nazir because nazir is a little bit more machmer, right? We had a list of things that where nazir is more mekel. We have another scenario where nazir is more machmer than other yisurim. Tafilu chartzon nazir lei, because even chartzon, even seeds which are not normally eaten, which are not normally, derech achila, it's not normally the normal way of eating, that's still aser. So you have something that's not normally, right, again, when you're talking about an iser achila, that has to be something that is normally eaten. By nazir, you have an extra chumra that even the seeds are aser. So hilkach lo asim minei, therefore you can't learn from nazir. So therefore, you need, again, we started by saying, right, whenever you have a halacha by two specific places, you can't learn it elsewhere, to the rest of Chumash. Well, that only applies if you don't need to teach me that concept by those two specific places. All right, so therefore, once you do that, so then you can use it, right, to teach me, right, to other halachos outside of those specific examples. For Rabbi Kiva, what does Rabbi Kiva do to that? So I'm going to say to you, what do you need those two psukim? You don't need those two psukim. Because Bishlama, Ikaz Rechman Achatas, Logarmin Nazmine. If, in a Hanami, that if you would have only had the Heter Mistarf, the Isser, by Achatas, you couldn't learn it from Nazir, the Chulim Mikachim Lagamina, because you don't do that. We don't learn from Kachim. El Lechto Rachmana bin Nazir. But you could have just written it by Nazir and then learned Chatas from it. Ah, you're telling me that you have the extra chumra. But he says, call the Surah from Torah, Gamir min Nazir. You can learn all the Surah from Torah from Nazir. He doesn't hold that it's an extra chumra, right? That you can eat the seeds, so that's an extra chumra, that passels Nazir from being used as an example for Kol Tarkula. You could, Rabbi Kiva says, use Nazir and teach me all the other halakos. For Rabbanan, what do Rabbanan say? Amlucha, they would say back to you, Chadas, leheter, mistarif, leiser, v'chulu mikachem l'gamrina. Right? Again, you need to have, right, the concept of heter, mistarif, leiser by Chadas, because, right, you can't learn it from kachem. U'mishras, the word by the word mishras, by Nazir, leitin tam keker, and that teaches me tam keker, and therefore, mikanat al-dan l'chol yishum shabbat Torah. Right? Then you can learn that to all other halakos in the Torah. For Rabbi Kiva, what does Rabbi Kiva say back to them? Tarvayu, leheter, mistarif, leiser. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you can't split the drashos, right? The Chadas and Nazir are both coming to teach me the heter mistarf leiser, pavlu shneksum bangeachad, shneksum bangeachad, emalam. Then once you have two halachos once you have one halacha from two specific sources, then you can't learn it to any other areas of halacha. Okay, we'll go back to the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.